Okay, well, what about transitions at the elementary school level? How's this for a change? A Texas second grade teacher announced that she will not assign any homework to her students this year. The letter that Brandy Young of Godly Elementary School sent to parents went viral. And why? Well, Young says homework doesn't actually help her students and that she'd rather have them spend time with family, reading, and eating dinner together. Well, we wanted to see if research on kids and homework supports Young's decision. Dr. Jeffrey Brosco is the Director of Clinical Services at the University of Miami's Mailman Center for Child Development. He joins us via Skype. Dr. Brosco, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's great to be on the show.
Well, first of all, in that letter that got so much attention on social media, the teacher, Mrs. Brandy Young, says, quote, "Research has been unable to prove that homework improves student performance." Let me ask you, does the research bear that out?
That's true, although it depends on the age of the child. There's been 30 or 40 years of research looking at this. And if you look at elementary school kids up till fifth grade or so, there really is no evidence that homework improves academic outcomes. If you measure kids who get homework or don't get homework and compare them, their reading, writing, math skills are pretty much the same at the end of the year. So from that point of view, she's absolutely right. There's probably some reason to start doing homework in middle school and high school, and probably 1 to 2 hours seems to be the right amount for especially high schoolers. And that does seem to improve academic outcomes.
So academic outcomes, though, what about the other potential benefits that homework could bring? Routine, focus, discipline,
right,
getting used to doing this kind of work outside of school?
Exactly. So these are all ideas that homework might be useful for. Again, there's not research showing that it does. I've heard parents say that this is a good way for the school to sort of communicate what a child's learning because they see what the worksheets show. The problem, of course, is to the degree that parents take on the homework as their own, then that chance of independence and organization and responsibility can get lost.
That, of course, is an entirely different discussion, but one which we have had here on the show. But let me ask you, so in that case, if we're looking at academic performance and you're saying that we have, 30 or 40 years of research which show that it may not improve academic performance, especially in the younger grades, what is a creative teacher to do? Is just, you know, ending homework outright the right way? Or could teachers find other forms of, I'm putting this in quotes, homework that does provide some benefit?
Oh, that's a great question. And I should point out that there are entire school systems, like in the country of Finland and Sweden, where there is absolutely no homework and their kids' academic outcomes are really superior. And so we should probably be rethinking school a little bit, especially in the elementary school years. You know, we want to encourage curiosity. We want to encourage a love of learning, a good relationship with trying to figure out what's happening in the world rather than making it all about worksheets. You know, if you're learning about math, the assignment might be something like talk to your parents at home and figure out ways they use math. And so maybe you play a board game or cook something with one of your parents, or maybe you build something. So rather than teaching a specific math skill, learning why a particular set of skills might be useful and learning the context in which parents use them might be great. And the same can be true of all sorts of other things. I mean, playing a board game is a wonderful way to develop strategy and develop organization and try and think through things. Plus, you can have fun doing it. So I think homework assignments could be a lot more along those lines and less along the lines of, you know, do these 10 addition problems because we've done it in school already.
You know, this is such a fascinating conversation. And for me, one of the major complications here is that in talking about K-12 education across the country, there's been a lot of focus on achievement gaps, right, and lower performing districts. And it seems to me that many of those districts are facing a great deal of pressure, and rightly so, to close achievement gaps. And one of the ways they're doing it is to make sure that kids have homework so that there's continuous learning going on, not just, you know, between day to day, but even, you know, over the summer. From what you're saying, is that the right approach to help those kids?
More homework is not the way to do it. And we have to be careful about how we think about parent involvement more generally. It turns out the things that are most important are for parents to have an expectation that their child will do well and go to college, that their parents are generally interested. What did you learn today? What happened in school? And perhaps to some degree that parents help make sure that children get the teacher that best fits their personality and learning style. But a lot of the other things that are routinely touted as important, you know, going to the school, meeting with the teachers, joining the PTA, doing a whole lot of other things, probably don't make as much difference. And sometimes we label parents as not being involved when it's not clear that's the best for their child.
Huh. Well, what is it developmentally about the age of elementary school kids that makes conventional homework not as effective?
Well, it's interesting. We published some research looking at rates of ADHD, and I think a lot of people know that attention deficit hyperactivity disorder has more than doubled in the last 30 or 40 years. And we found that as we've increased our academic expectations, we've more than doubled the number of kids who get diagnosed with ADHD and require medications. So there's a downside, too, to sort of increasing our expectations of what children should do at an age that's probably not developmentally appropriate. Learning to sit still for long periods of time doing boring things is not what most five-year-olds want to do. And to the degree that it turns them off from learning and makes school a pure chore is a problem. And the natural curiosity of children really should drive a lot of what we're doing with learning. And so the idea is that math and reading and writing and those sorts of skills are that just that. They're skills to use in the world. They're not an end in and of themselves.
Well, Dr. Jeffrey Brosco is director of the University of Miami's Mailman Center for Child Development. He's also a professor of clinical pediatrics. Dr. Brosco, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Families, I'm really interested to know, what are the trends in your district? Are schools doing away with homework or adding on more for elementary schools? Let us know at hereandnow.org.